This is Ted Kennedy. I have a new idea for Senator Al Simpson. Star schools, not Star Wars. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, you claim to be a fiscal conservative, but when Star Wars is the issue, fiscal conservatism goes out the window. If you're willing to spend huge amounts on Star Wars, why not spend a little to use satellite technology in a better way for education? I call the idea Star Schools. It links universities with public schools by satellite so that the best teachers can be beamed into classrooms where instruction is inadequate. Even a one-room schoolhouse with a satellite dish can open up whole new worlds for pupils, especially in math and science, where America lags behind other nations. You and I grew up when reading, writing, and arithmetic were taught to the tune of the hickory stick, Al, but satellites are the tune in the 1980s in contemporary education. We differ on Star Wars, Al, but can't we agree on Star Schools?
Ted, now relax. We do agree on Star Schools. I voted in favor of that measure when it was before the Senate. We authorized $100 million over a five-year period. I'm aboard. In this age of high tech, satellites hold truly unlimited possibilities when it comes to education. That's particularly so in rural areas and in districts with limited resources. But again, Ted, you always leave the private sector out of the mix. Some private groups already provide just the type of education envisioned by this bill. And really now, how does the purchase of highly expensive telecommunications equipment legitimately fit into the category of aiding the needy? Feeding, sheltering, and clothing the poor is vital and important. Ensuring the national defense is critical. So is it then sense to spend a bundle of federal bucks on high-tech telecommunications equipment when the private sector is already ahead of the feds? Not now. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.